Councilman Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Today on Church and State, our take on the censorship of the mayor. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, who brings his own sound effects, and once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. You ready for this?
Yes.
How ready?
I feel fairly ready.
Like this ready?
You're kind of a letdown right now.
I pushed it. There we go.
It's my jam.
It's pretty hype.
I got a lot of energy today.
Y'all ready for this?
How long are you going to play that?
I don't know. Enough to where we might get dinged.
Okay. And why are you playing that song?
Why? Because we just survived 4 hours, 5 hours.
5 hours, yeah.
The world's longest city council meeting.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, it wasn't the longest.
I've been on some city council meetings that have gone that long, if not longer. So this is not out of the ordinary. If it's a high profile, you know, something that a lot of people want to weigh in on, you can expect a long night.
Well,
like this
was an important one. We were encouraging people to show up. Very good man, Lyle. Dak, is that how you pronounce his last name?
I think so. If not, I'm a terrible friend.
Lyle Dak.
It's D-A-C-H.
Yeah. Well, you should know how to pronounce more than that. But he, for two straight weeks, has been getting people to the city council. The week before, they debated on whether or not to use the word censor or censure.
You know, interesting story about Lyle. He's a good friend of mine. Sometimes he watches this show. The other day, we were going through top five movie picks, you know, like you and I have done before. And I noticed that he failed to mention Tombstone. And so I brought it up to him. He had never seen Tombstone. Never in his whole life. He's older than me. Never seen Tombstone.
Great
okay.
Movie.
Yeah. And I asked immediately for his man card, number one. And then I told him that his homework for the night was to go home and watch Tombstone. And he sent me a picture later on in the night that he was indeed watching
Good
Tombstone.
Man. Okay.
But hold
Good
on.
Man.
I texted him the next day and asked him how it was.
Did he say he didn't like it?
He fell asleep during it.
Oh, no.
So he obviously has no taste in movies. And in further discussion with him, I actually found out that his favorite cowboy movie, any guesses on what his favorite cowboy movie is?
Blazing Saddles.
No, it's actually Brokeback Mountain. Ooh, shots fired. Anyway, hey, before we get too far into this thing, churchandstate.media, you got to go to it. You got to download the show. You're probably going to want to share this one because Gabe and I were part of this amazing Church and State event. That's right. They had these signs out here. They had these signs right here. Get a big shot of this one, Chris, if you can. But they had the big shot of right here, Church and State. We were showcased during this entire thing, Gabe. It was
I
awesome.
I saw a couple people who had these.
Yeah, it
Multiple
was great.
People had these.
It was great. But anyway, churchandstate.media, go to it, download the shows. Check out all of our fine affiliates. Gabe, anyone in particular that you want to go after?
I actually just want to say how excited I am because very soon coming up for the Christmas holidays, we're going to probably have mugs.
Yes, you will be able to purchase mugs on our website. Everybody wants a Church and State mug. You know what it does? It's actually awesome. So we have scientifically designed these mugs that if tea is poured into them, they're porous. It pours right out of it. It's awesome because no tea will touch
completely
anything that's patriotic right. And are, you know, like what we're going to be selling. So it only takes coffee. That's it. If you put mushroom coffee, the thing will literally blow up. No, it blows up. It'll kill you. That's how we designed it. I love this stuff. I really shouldn't drink these energy drinks.
Yeah, don't advertise the brand either.
I won't. But I'm pretty sure my kidneys are shutting down. Well, anyway, if you want to just donate to our show, obviously I'm going to need a kidney transplant pretty soon. Just do so with you can either do through cash.
Have you been reminding
or the Bitcoin
about our trip to Miami?
I did on the last one. Go ahead and
why
take it.
Why don't we reestablish? We have been given the opportunity to not only be showcased as Church and State in Miami, Florida. Clay Clark is going to have us do the red carpet event. Basically, we will be on the side of the stage interviewing people who big names. Clay always has big names, but we need some help. Betsy Wilkerson is not sending us to Miami, unfortunately. She's not going to send us with any cash.
I don't think she likes us very much.
No. But we you know, we could use some sponsor help from you guys. This is, we plan on taking our whole entire team. Yes, our whole entire team.
And it's not a vacation. Yeah. We're going to be working our tails off. So we might even get Chris to eat meat down there. We'll see.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to happen. Also, if you want to contact us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. As always, we love getting your emails, regardless of what you want to talk about. You can even tell us that you hate us, which definitely probably occurred at the city council meeting last night. Hey, Gabe and I had an opportunity to go down there. And honestly, for Gabe and I, it wasn't so much about Nadine. In fact, I've been talking with a lot of people about this, and I'm extremely disappointed in how this turned as far as what the event was intended to do. Look, this event was about Christians gathering together and worshiping our God. And it wasn't planned this way, but ultimately it became a night of prayer against the forest fires that were raging in North Spokane and in Medical Lake. And unfortunately, due in a large part to egos, it became a situation where it was, this person prayed for this person, and it became a political stunt by the left, which was called out at the city council meeting last night, actually. And I, for one, am sick of it. I'm sick and tired of them using anything that they possibly can to damage the minority now that's in charge in politics in Spokane. They're coming after conservatives. They are coming after Christians. And they're using anything they can touch in order to damage us. Well, for me and for Gabe, I'm sure, it just makes me want to live out my faith that much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, like The Office where he's like, I'm going to do it even harder. That's what I'm going to, you know what? You have a problem with my Christianity? Well, let me rub your face in it then.
There was an amazing turnout. There was so many people that, you know, outside the little auditorium they have there, people were lined up, and there's a lot of people online watching, but it turned into a witch hunt of Sean Foyt and, of course,
you pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. Sean Foyt.
Fute. I mean, they could not figure out
what is with this word alleged. Alleged domestic terrorist and widely known. The city of Spokane is going to be in, we'll talk about it later, they're in probably some legal heat for this, but I want to talk about for a few minutes. There was a scraps vote, which is scraps is needing, sounds like a rehaul or some type of administrative help. They're, according to a lot of people last night that were there, 14 dogs have died. And there was so many people crying about dogs. Mm-hmm. And I felt
and
as
I get
if,
it. I love dogs.
I felt as if we had only had these pictures that we're going to show to you, our Church and State audience, had I been able to show these pictures last night, we might have gotten Nadine off the hook because we could have shown Matt Shea with a dog and Sean Foyt, which he's got a poodle.
That's not a dog.
That's a golden doodle.
That's not a dog. That's a cat that's a little fluffier.
This does not look like a domestic extremist. Can you get the one of Matt Shea? It's froze.
No, the system froze.
For all of our radio listeners, okay, this is the world's tiniest puppy. It's a Chiweenie.
Okay, there's nothing masculine about a Chiweenie.
And this is the reality. We personally know Matt. He is not that scary. This whole entire witch hunt, I'm so tired of it. I'm so done. But it's funny. I never would have thought that Nadine Woodward, who probably reported ad nauseum about this whole entire, you know, Matt being a domestic terrorist, she got drug into this smear, which they brought up this Rampart report. And Lori Kinnear even said at one point, She was afraid for her life because of Matt Shea. This is such garbage. He is not scary. But
I mean, I would agree. So Sean Foyt does not look, and Sean Foyt is not a domestic terrorist, and they didn't accuse him of being that. And I would agree with you that Matt Shea is not that scary. Okay, but I think what they were trying to do more than anything else, the scraps issue, they of course put at the beginning, and they put every other resolution that they had to pass before the one on the censorship of the mayor. Now, they do this intentionally, and I can speak to this with authority because I used to be a city council member, and I did this kind of stuff myself, okay? If you've got a bunch of people that want to speak, you put it at the end. You know why? Because a lot of people are going to walk out. You can wait them out. That's their whole goal. And so that's what they attempted to do here. You know what? Christian's got staying power, okay? And so we made sure to stay till the end, and we spoke about this. And it was, once again, it's not about censoring or denouncing the mayor. What it is, it's an attack on religious liberties. Because if we can take one individual who, as a private citizen, attended a worship service, and we can denounce them, then they can do it to you, Christian. They are going to watch every single thing you do. And anything that they determine to be hate speech, which we've got Zach Cipone over here, anything that you say that could be considered an attack on the LGBTQIA2S blah, 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 whatever alphabet mafia, guess what, Christian? You could be on the hook. And that's what this was about. And unfortunately, this resolution passed. And this is only the beginning of the fight. Because what I hope it does, Gabe, more than anything else, is it activates the Christians.
Yeah, I said in my 3 minutes that I believe this is, I was actually secretly hoping that it would not be overturned. Because I believe this is going to rally people. This is going to wake up once again. Man, it's been a while since we have had oppression.
Oppression breeds great opportunity. It does. I say it all the time.
I believe this is actually going to be, my respect for Nadine Woodward has actually grown. I wish she wouldn't have apologized, period. That's about the only thing I wish she would have done differently. I think she never should have walked back anything. She never should have apologized. I think she should have just been bold and said, you can't cancel me because of my personal time. And they brought up the fact that because she's a city official and she's on the clock as a city official, or you know, she lives basically in a glass house, she has to conduct herself differently. And I think that's absolute garbage. She can go to an event and worship. Why can't she go to an event as a regular human being and worship?
I would expect them to do that. I would hope that most of our elected leaders would participate in worship of our God. Because, you know why? Because that gives you that moral standard. The moral standard that we understand comes from God's laws. And if you are legislating with morality, then you can ensure that your society is going to be a polite society, one that follows the rule of law. Unfortunately, now we've got a bunch of radical leftists with clearly an agenda of taking down America. And that's what this resolution was all about. Once again, silence the Christians, because we are the worst people as far as fighting communism. They can't have us around. And so this resolution denounced Matt for being a domestic terrorist. It denounced Sean for being an extreme anti-LGBTQIA, blah, blah, blah. And it really held no power because the legal department got a hold of it. That's really what it comes down to.
What is the difference between a censure?
Yeah, that's interesting because Zach Cipone, who was probably the worst of the night as far as the city council is concerned, he said that they wanted to change the verbiage from censure, to denounce. And his concern was that the people, you, would confuse this with censure and censor. Okay, so that's why he said that they had to change it from denounce or to denounce. There's two things to take from that. Number one, you people are really too stupid to figure it out.
But the people are retarded.
Yes. Or, and most likely, the legal department got a hold of it. And they told him that they could not censure the mayor. And Michael Cathcart actually wanted to make this all public. Zach Cipone fought that one tooth and nail. Because I believe, and I think you're with me, Gabe, we believe he was probably a little bit terrified for you, the public, to find out what was going on in his email exchange with the legal department.
Yeah, it got interesting. Got a little dicey. It was like watching mom and dad fight.
Yeah, we got a clip of that. Chris, can you bring that up for us?
Go ahead.
I would like to make a motion that the city council releases our attorney-client privilege related to any and all legal documents associated with denouncing or censuring resolutions.
Second.
Bingo seconds.
Discussion. What does that mean?
It means you're too stupid to be on the council.
To be viewed by the public.
What would be, I mean, I guess I'm struggling. What would be, is there anything out there that should be available?
Again,
I mean,
why are you
on
the council?
Well, we have multiple legal analyses from our legal department, and this would effectively make those available to the public for review.
Specific to this resolution in and of itself.
Okay.
I can comment. Actually, we didn't get any legal advice on this resolution. We got it on a censure, and this is a denouncement.
I did.
Oh.
So we can make it available.
So were you the only one?
I don't know.
Oh. We've had this problem before with legal not providing all of council advice on things. So that's frustrating that legal wouldn't be sharing with everyone.
I think that's a splitting hair situation, because denouncement and censure, the advice that we'd be getting from city legal would be very similar on the statement that we're making. And so I wouldn't say that it's, I would say that's an unfair statement to our city legal team.
Okay. Well, based on my conversations with legal, which is what I've been told to say instead of saying what they recommend, just say based on my conversations, I've come to the conclusion that they do mean something different.
My information says otherwise.
Sounds like city legal has giving different information.
Well, there's an easy way to clear it up.
Do who else, anybody else want to comment?
I would just say that's pretty rare for us to release that information.
He's terrified.
It is rare for us, but in the spirit of transparency, I don't see that there's a problem.
Listen to this.
Unless somebody, either of you?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
The rationale is usually then that opens the door to litigation. Right?
Yeah, you could get sued.
Yeah, good.
Right, so then.
But we get sued all the time, so.
Oh!
I would also open the door to potential other legal advice from the community, which would could look at how our legal advice is provided to us. And they could criticize that legal advice.
They could, but that's a stretch, I think. Go ahead.
I don't think that's a stretch. I think other lawyers might say, wow, you guys are getting
He really doesn't want this information
it's getting
released.
Awkward.
I like that.
This was the best part of the whole entire 5 hours.
Right, kind of weigh in
watching this.
See, Betsy had to come in here and take have his back for him because he was failing.
Legal. They don't know we're having this discussion. It's kind of like...
Most of the citizens of Spokane didn't know why you were having this discussion.
There you go.
Gotcha. I do recommend that you wait to hear from legal before you take this action.
Spoken like a bureaucrat.
So that you know their view of this motion. We know in the past that it takes a majority vote of the council to release that information.
That's probably good at council this members point for that little discussion there.
That they haven't really weighed in on this or this particular resolution.
So, let's go ahead and stop that. The articles that we're going through and reading through, they've been very interesting. There was one point where an individual came forward and talked about the fact that there was quite a bit of hypocrisy in this, because most of us realize that Betsy Wilkerson and Zach Zappone are doing this on behalf of a certain other person running for mayor, a woman by the name of Lisa Brown.
Who because has it, been confirmed to hang out with not only... Not a known terrorist. She has spent time with a convicted terrorist.
Yeah, listen to what this guy did. His name is Michael Poulin, something like that. He did time in prison for why? Well, he loosened the bolts connecting around a 20 high voltage transmission tower to the ground. Okay, so he said he did this to highlight the power grid's susceptibility to sabotage. That's a good lawyer.
Sure.
That's a really good lawyer. No, what this guy was trying to do was sabotage the grid, something that the communists have said that they intend to do. Okay, he also served some time for attempted murder as well. And this is somebody who Lisa Brown is hanging out with. Now, the girlfriend or wife, I can't remember which one, of this individual who did serious time for attempted murder and quite literally domestic terrorism. She's also an anti-war activist. And in fact, you might remember her from the Raging Grannies. You remember them, Gabe? A bunch of grandmas that chained themselves in front of the railroad tracks.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, impeded commerce. Yeah, you know, yeah, that might be domestic terrorism too. But of course, she wasn't arrested. So, yeah, she's hanging out with some interesting people, and the mayor is just getting prayed over.
Right.
Okay, so if you're going to denounce, if you're going to denounce one, shouldn't you have to denounce the other? I mean, shouldn't we expect that reaction from a council that cares so much about making sure that everybody feels safe in Spokane that they would denounce anyone hanging out with a domestic terrorist?
Yeah, Jonathan
Bingham, I'm not going to hold my breath.
He brought up towards the end, he was censured for not wearing a mask.
Yeah. I remember when that occurred. He was the only brave city council member in Spokane that refused to wear a mask.
And he saw the hypocrisy because people weren't wearing them. It was all just a show. He just decided to not wear them at all. Now, he received some letters via email that said, "I hope that your," his son was a baby at the time, still a baby, "but I hope your newborn son dies of COVID."
Nice people.
And the city of Spokane, when he brought that to their attention, never had anything to do as far as having his back. And that level of hypocrisy, if you're going to call Matt Shea a domestic terrorist and a violent extremist, and Sean Foyt a known LGBT extremist, why didn't you have his back when people were attacking him?
That's true. And quite honestly, like, everybody loves Jonathan Bingle. Like, you can't help it. Even if you're a leftist, the guy is so ridiculously nice that you can't help but like him. He's a good dude. Okay. He just happens to be on our side of things. But if there was a leftist on the city council that went out of their way to go in and mingle with the crowd, shake everybody's hands and talk to him, get to know him, you'd like that individual. That's Jonathan Bingle. Okay. But no, this city council couldn't come to his defense as people are wishing death upon his children. Now, there was some, I love this one article. Who's this from? It's from the Center Square. Yeah. They right down at the very bottom of the article, they make an interesting thing, Gabe, and they actually highlighted us without naming us. So it says the meeting was interspersed with some interesting moments. One man sang an a cappella rendition of Amazing Grace. Now, who could that have been?
Who would sing at a city council meeting?
Chris, do we have a video clip of that one as well? I think our audience would love to hear from this a cappella singer. Go ahead.
So for your time, I just want to say you have the right to put this vote forth.
Please direct your comments to
me. I'm sorry. It will guarantee that Lisa Brown, no idea that anybody was going to lay clear, this council is here for your glory, God. Jesus, I ask that this situation be brought for your glory, and I rebuke division in this city, God, and I ask for grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you. So, and your time is up.
I love watching them squirm.
This isn't the first time that you've sang at a city council meeting.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm gonna make a suggestion for you. Mm-hmm. I think anytime you speak at a city council member or a city council meeting, I think you need to sing from now on.
It should be my thing now.
It is. It's your thing, right? Some people, you know, they wear weird shoes or whatever, or weird socks. Yours is going to be you're the singing guy.
There you go.
All right. They also say a third man invited the council to partake in communion, offering of bread and wine that he produced at the dais. I believe we have a clip of that one as well. Go ahead, Chris.
Feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him drink. I happen to know what you hunger for and what you thirst for, and it is freedom. Freedom that can only be achieved through Christ. And so I come to offer you that freedom. I want to offer you, the city council, an opportunity to partake in communion. Now, if you are not Christians, this does not apply to you yet. But for those that declare themselves followers of Christ, and I know there are some on this council that do, then let us unite as we engage in this sacred custom. And I bring these as a gift to you, and I'm going to leave them here. But I have one for each and every one of you, and one for myself.
But she
so
still
if there
has.
Are any among you who find yourselves to be Christians and would like to partake, then I would say this bread is his body and is given to us, and this wine is his blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many of the forgiveness of sins. So with the time that I have remaining, the offer stands to all of you. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yep. And you know what?
That's what you got.
I still have my communion cup. Okay. And so that offer is going to remain. Anytime anyone of the city council of Spokane would like to engage in communion with me, those individuals, I think there's, well, let's see. There's at least four, maybe five city council members that call themselves Christians that wouldn't partake in the communion.
There's one who's a homosexual and he's memorized. Well, he says he's a pastor's son. He's memorized many books of the Bible.
Yeah, including and, Romans, by the way.
Yeah, he I'm pretty impressed, also did not vote for the denouncement, which was very, very, Councilman Ulrich voted against it. So, you know, I'm going to actually be praying for this guy. You know, maybe there's some down deep in him, there's some godliness.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he did say, he says he claimed that he's memorized a number of scriptures. He included Romans in that. And he, as you pointed out, he is a homosexual. You know, Paul 1 says, because of this, God had given them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. And but in the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. You might have missed that part when you were memorizing Romans, just saying.
I like how you called it Paul 1. You didn't catch that.
What did I say?
You said Paul 1 instead of Romans 1. I like that. That's actually
that's pretty funny.
By Paul.
It was Paul. That's what I was thinking. Paul wrote it. But yeah, good catch on that one. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down on the show. And I'd just like to remind you that things like this cannot be allowed to happen. We cannot allow censorship, denouncement of individuals who live out their faith. And so while we may not even agree with everything that Nadine is doing, we're going to support her religious liberty.
Right.
Because we still live in America, the freest country in the world. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party.
I'm Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.